Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Last Gunfighter, Dead Before Sundown, by William W. Johnstone, with J. A. Johnstone, narrated by George Guidel.
Chapter 1. The storm blew up unexpectedly. At least Frank Morgan didn't see it coming, but he was no sailor. He was at home in the back of a horse, not the pitching deck of a boat. As the Jupiter made a run for shore, Frank stood at the railing, his hands clutching the smooth wood, and watched the dark clouds looming behind the ship. A hard wind blew, and the waves that jutted up from the water reminded Frank of gray fangs waiting to chew the life out of him. Frank was a broad-shouldered man of medium height, whose high-crowned, cream-colored Stetson was pulled down tight on his graying dark hair to keep the gusts from blowing it off his head. His faded blue shirt, jeans, and well-worn boots were the outfit of a cowboy, but except on rare occasions he hadn't punched cows since he was a young man in Texas. That was a lot of years in the past, and a long way from here as well. The holstered Colt strapped around Frank's hips told a different story. The revolver's walnut grips were worn smooth with use. The holster was oiled and supple. Habitually, Frank's right hand never strayed far from the gun butt. Even when he was at ease, he was ready to hook and draw at a split second's notice. Frank Morgan was a gunfighter. People called him the Drifter, and that summed up his life pretty well. Considering his age and the deadly speed and skill he still possessed, some said he was the last true gunfighter, the last survivor of the era that had included such notorious pistoliers.